Hey guys, welcome back to Real Fiends. We're in episode 153. This is Dave, of course. Hope you guys are having a kick-ass Friday night. I'm here chilling. It is 10:50 Eastern U.S. time. Like I said, I'm just chilling out. Been watching True Detective HBO series, and that's exactly what I want to cover and talk about this episode. And give you guys the lowdown on that one. It's a show that I kind of been putting off to watch for like a while for whatever reason. Like I heard about it. I knew that Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson were both in season one. I don't even know. I think it's like on season two or season three right now. Maybe further than that. I haven't really been keeping track with the show. But I wanted to definitely check out the first season, which featured Woody and Matthew, because I think Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, man, especially Matthew McConaughey, that dude's a fucking he's an amazing actor, man. I think he's one of the greatest actors of all time. Like, I'll be bold enough to say that, and I believe that 150%. You know, he's still a relatively young guy. He's in his 40s, maybe late 40s, probably almost 50, but, you know, he's still got a lot of time left in the game, God willing, right? And he got a lot more shit to do, and if you look at his body of work and his career, he's amazing, man. Matthew McConaughey is one of the greatest actors of all time, and when it's all said and done, the guy is going to be, you know, just one of those revered great, you know, one of the legends, and he kind of already is a legend. And Woody Harrelson, to me, really underrated. Woody Harrelson is a good actor. I mean, how he started, you know, in the beginning, you know, doing like hokey money movies or silly movies, kind of like White Men Can't Jump. You know, he's evolved, and he was even good in that. I mean, but he's evolved so much from like those days. Like, he's just a great actor as well. So I was excited to check out True Detective because I knew it was going to be good. I mean, I just knew it. And it's a show on HBO. You can't go wrong. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to pull any punches. It's going to be raw as fuck. And it has two great actors. Come on. How can you go wrong with that? And I was right. Fantastic show, but I'm going to get into that. So True Detective is an American drama series. Some of the ratings, and the consensus, like the opinion of the public. 9.1 IMDb. That's fucking phenomenal. 75% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's also a really good grade. The executive producers for this show is Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. So they definitely have some control over the show and the direction. It stars Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, like I said, and the directors are Kari Fukunaga, Justin Lin, Nick Pizzolatto, hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, and the writer is also Nick Pizzolatto. Props to Nick, props to the directors, props to the actors. Great, great, great fucking show. It's dark, it's really gritty, it's introspective, it's philosophical. You got two characters, and I'm not going to spoil it, and it's going to give you basic info on it. You got one guy who's kind of he's kind of a regular Joe, like a meathead in a way, like Woody Harrelson. He's not a guy that thinks about outside the box. He's not like a really big thinker. He's just like an average, you know, red-blooded American, I guess. And that almost sounds like an insult. But I hope you guys understand what I mean. You know, he's just a guy who is, you know, just a man. He's testosterone. He's not a real big, you know, philosophical thinker guy. He just gets shit done and just lives. And he likes what he likes, does what he does. Matthew McConaughey's character is very deep. Like, his character's like super layered, really deep, very introspective, very philosophical. He's a guy who's mysterious. He's a guy who thinks outside the box. He's a guy who's conflicted. Just a really interesting, dynamic character, perfectly played by Matthew McConaughey. Just fantastic performance by him. And not taking away anything from Woody Harrelson, his performance is fantastic for his character. Like, he really fucking nails it. And the dynamic between the two, these two contrasting characters, is just fucking phenomenal. The vibe of the show, again, it's very dark. It's dark, it's deep, it's atmospheric, it's heavy, man. Like, when you watch the show, you know, you have to, I guess, kind of be in the mood for it. It's not so dark that it's unbearable, but it's some dark shit, man. It's a very heavy content, and the show just has that vibe about it. Like, the whole show's not doom and gloom, but it's pretty serious. Like, it deals with, like, heavy subject matter, real life shit. It's not cartoony on any level. Nothing's over the top. It's just a fucking dark, gritty show, which I think it's perfect for anything that's, like, law enforcement related. What else can I say about this show? Love the direction of it. Love the camera work. The music is pretty decent for it. It fits the show pretty well. Dark also. I mean, I don't, the supporting actors, you know, there are a lot of actors in this show. It doesn't mean that they, you know, have a lot of spotlight. They're in the show, quite a bit, you know, like in the first season, but it has a lot of, I've noticed, like, notable actors. And they come and go in the season, you know what I mean? Like, you'll see them for a segment, and it's cool they had a spot in it, and then they're not really in the rest of the season. You have some supporting characters that are, like, recurring, and I think they did a good job, you know? Woody Harrelson's wife, for one, she's a good actress. I like her. yeah, man, I'm just gonna, you know, instead of just ranting, because it's kind of hard for me to, like, talk about the show without spoiling things, so I'm just going to grade it. I'm going to get that out the way. So I'm going to give True Detective, I do letter grades, and I'm going to give True Detective, man, it's tough. It's either going to be a B+, or it's going to be a flat out A. A plus is perfection. I don't think I've ever given an A+, maybe on this podcast for a movie. I don't really remember. A is just fucking phenomenal. B+ is phenomenal. It's not fucking phenomenal. I'm actually going to give it an A. You know, some of you guys who have seen the series, you're going to disagree with me. You're going to be like, oh, it's not that good, yada, yada. Some of you are going to, like, 100% agree with me. I think they nailed it. I think it's entertaining. I think it's well written. I think it pushes the envelope. It's just a good fucking dark law show, you know, like crime drama show. I highly recommend it to anybody who's into, you know, Law and Order, all those kind of shows. 100%. Even if you're not into those kind of shows, I still would say True Detective is fucking awesome. Just great show. Now, here's the thing with True Detective. Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, for whatever reason, didn't come back to do any more seasons. And then, to my understanding, Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn took over. And Vince Vaughn's good. You know, he's mostly known for comedy, but I think he's a decent actor. And Colin Farrell, I used to actually hate him. And he grew into his own, man. I like Colin Farrell. I think Colin Farrell right now is a good actor. So I'm kind of excited to see, you know, what they bring to the table when I get to those seasons. And I'll probably touch on it, you know, on another episode on this podcast. But I read and heard that it's a different vibe to it, you know, but we'll see what happens when I check it out. I'll give you guys a lowdown on that. Excited to check out those seasons with them. But right now, finishing up actually the first season with Matthew and Woody. And again, guys, it's great, man. Highly recommend it. You won't be disappointed if you like good shit. And that's pretty much all I have to say about it. I think I covered everything I could without spoiling it. So I hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Please, come back for episode 154. We're going to have that up relatively soon. Thank you for the play, subscriptions, downloads. Guys, if you like the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes. That's really big for us. Please rate us if you enjoy the content. We just want to entertain you and give you guys the lowdown on movies and shows. That's it. That's all we want to do. Hope we're doing that. So until next time, guys, want you to take care and check you later.